Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning we learned about a first-of-its-kind event to benefit female residents of the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region based in Troy. The Arts Center will be hosting Brava, a fundraiser seeking to provide new bras to women at the YWCA. The event will feature 12 talented writers from around the region who will read jury-selected poems and essays or perform songs and monologues on the subject of bras in their lives. The pieces will touch on the subject from many viewpoints and range from poignant to hilarious. The idea for the November 13th event developed out of a conversation between author, editor, and teacher Marion Roach Smith, who teaches memoir writing at the Art Center, and Melissa Paulette McLennan, director of development and marketing at the YWCA of GCR, which means Greater Capital Region. Both women join us on the this morning, and we welcome them to the roundtable. Very nice to have you both with us.
It's great to be here. We've got Sunny De Silva,
and we
too.
Also welcome Sunny De Silva, who is from the Arts Center of the Capital Region, to tell us about their participation in this wonderful event. Okay, so let us begin and talk about how this all came about. I mentioned it came out of a conversation, and I guess the question is, how do you get into such a conversation?
How do you get to bras so quickly? Yes. Is that your question, Joe?
Yeah.
How do a couple of women talk about their bras? Not this year, but last year, I was one of the women who was honored by the Y as a woman of distinction, and it was a great honor. And then at Christmas time, I got a letter asking me to provide gifts for the holidays for a family, which, of course, I said yes, a woman and her three kids. And the list was meager. It was very utilitarian, but most poignantly was that the mother asked only for bras, and then in her own handwriting in parentheses it said, "I don't have any." Of course, I didn't have her last name. I called Melissa back and I said, "I know you're not allowed to tell me, but answer me this. Does that mean that the women are leaving in the middle of the night? Probably something. They're running out of their homes, perhaps. They're leaving with just what they have on. If a woman doesn't have a bra, she can't go ask for a job. She can't go pick up her drugs at the Walgreens." She said, "Yeah, that's exactly what it is, and that's what we're up against. We have lots of clothes here for women returning to the workforce, but we have no bras." So I said, "Let me go get you some bras." And this event, Brava, was born, where we're going to have memoirists reading about the place of bras in their lives. And the price of admission is to a brand new bra. You have to show up. We want a lot of people walking through the streets of Troy with brand new bras in their hand.
In
Do you
words,
like the visual, Joe?
Well, it's pretty much like any other Friday night. I think that's another story.
It's a little earlier.
Yeah, maybe a little earlier. That's right. But the question would be, I'm just going to ask you this because it's the first thing that came into my mind.
Uh-oh.
It's just the absolute first thing that came into my mind when my wife and I were talking about this, because she actually, my wife mentioned this to me prior to my conversation
I'm
with
so
you
glad she
about
knows.
This and knew about it.
Good.
And my immediate question was sizing.
Yeah, we're encouraging people to bring the women that live at the Y are usually or more often than not plus size women. Why don't
they
you take
are.
It?
Yeah, they are. So we're asking people to bring a variety of different sizes because it's not just for the women that live at the Y.
Melissa
now.
Is speaking now, by
yes,
the way.
Sorry.
For those of you on the radio, that's fine. I just
but also a lot of the bras are going to be for women that we haven't met yet. And My Sister's Closet, which is our free on-site thrift store, is also open to anybody that needs it in the community. So we get a lot of people that aren't affiliated with the YWCA that come down and utilize as well. So we're asking for larger sizes preferred, but we kind of need something for everybody. So if something catches someone's eye, bring the pink polka dot, bring the black stripe, whatever they really feel and want to be able to contribute is great.
What we really hope to have happen is the next time you go to buy a bra, you buy one for someone in need as well.
Yeah.
And so that I never will buy a bra again just for myself, and I'll drop one off at the Y for the rest of my life. We hope to take this program national, actually, and this is the first one. But we think that this way people can think about the fact that a woman can't leave the place that she lives if she doesn't have a bra. And in this case, it's the Y, 122 women living there.
Yeah, we have 94 units, and we have another 10 in the community, and we see about 200 women that come through our door every year.
So, and so basically, what you're saying is that whatever people bring will be put to use.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, it may not be immediately, but it will be over the next 3 or 6 months.
And we want to start a storehouse.
Yeah,
so
we want to
have
200 bras
there.
Yeah.
We want to have 200 bras on hand at all times.
Now, Sunny, so how does this work into the Art Center mission?
Well, in one way that it does is, you know, supporting the local community. It's so important to us. But also in supporting the idea of, you know, creative thought and expression, because one of the things that's going to happen with the bras as they come into the door, Marion got...
Sharon Bates.
Sharon Bates is going to actually do an installation with the bras as they come in for that evening. So it will be this wonderful little creative art piece that people can take part in. So
Sharon Bates is the curator of the airport.
The art and culture program at the airport.
At the airport, at the Albany Airport, who will be on this program this week.
Exactly.
Just a quick plug, but okay, go ahead.
And then also, of course, the story of memoir. Marion has started that program there at the Art Center and developed it. And so we love to support everything she does. And it's just a great idea. She told me
it is a great idea.
I just laughed so hard in a wonderful way. I said, it's a great idea. So, of course, and we have the space, and we love to support anything Marion does. So, of course, we said yes.
So I want to tell the story, but I don't want to tell the story. But when I never mind. So let me ask you.
Were there breasts involved?
When I tell the story... You will now know. You will know why I hesitated of telling this story. But when my wife goes bra shopping, she wants, like, this is a family thing. Like, I go with her to pick these out. This is a very this is like, because it's, she says it's like the most personal thing, but it's also difficult to get it right. And she sort of wants. Now, by the way, you want to feel like the fox in the hen house when you are in the lingerie department helping your wife pick out a bra, but. Okay, and now I'm looking at Marion, who's like, oh, there's a story there, Joe.
Joe, I'm going to slip you $10 right now. But what I want more than anything in the world is for you to be one of our writers that night.
Let Kelly write the story.
Let Kelly write the story. And if you, maybe with the two of you could tell the story.
Yeah.
But that's what we're looking for. We're still soliciting pieces. There's still an open call out for submissions. I have been getting stories, extraordinary stories.
Yep.
Every woman has a bra story, but so does every man.
Sure.
And we're not looking, obviously, we're not looking for sexualized stories. We're looking for the story, you know,
right.
the stories that illuminate for us the role of bras in our lives. And there are many roles in our lives.
So let me ask this question of why it is, this is such a, I remember talking about Terry Gross about this, when she got her first start by looking at women's undergarments and why this was in the early 70s and why it was so difficult for men and women to discuss bras.
Mm.
And it's true, and you said your first response was to laugh. And I just think because it makes us a little uncomfortable. And I'm curious as to how you incorporate that into the whole evening.
Even the word. I mean, we went through the word brassieres, right? Mm-hmm. We've gone through the usage of the word and how that makes you feel, and did a kind of an impromptu little discussion with the people I would run into. And I would give them the two words, bras and brassieres. And brassieres seemed to make them feel differently than the word bra. So even that was fascinating to learn.
And didn't we have a difficult decision deciding what to call it? And
when
we decided on brava, it's the celebration of the bra. And the whole idea is that we have to stop looking at just the sexualized idea
right.
of this and see that women are prevented from doing things if they do not have a bra on. And we've got to get these women some bras. I mean, let's just get it out of the hands of the giggling and put it into the hands of the practical in some way. But let's celebrate it along the way and tell some bra stories. I got a whopper of a bra story, and I'm going to get up there and read it. And every time I tell this story, my husband dives under the nearest desk.
Yeah. Well, that's worth the price of admission right there. You're going to be, so you jury the stories, right? You
yes.
have judges who
yes.
are going to be looking through the stories. So
yep.
that, and then, what, 12? How many people will be reading?
There'll be 12. They need to go to the people who want to write us a tale, 750-word max. They need to go to the Art Center of the Capital Region website. The call for submissions is right there. It's November 13th, 5:30 p.m. And what do you want to say about the food?
Really cool.
Yeah, so Dolly Mama in Albany is going to be working with 11 residents from the YWCA, and they are going to be creating all of the food, and the food, the ingredients for the food are going to be donated from the Troy Farmers Market. It's going to be delicious, and it's going to be a real collaborative community effort.
And sustainable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's really great. So the event happens November 13th. When does the call end for submissions?
This coming Friday.
Okay, so
they should
until
get
Friday.
Typing. And everybody has one in a drawer, so pull it out, brush it up, send it to me.
Everyone has a bra story in their drawer. Is that true?
Yes, it is, Joe. Think about it.
All right. All right. I trust you. I trust you in everything, Marianne. I certainly trust you here. It's Art Center Online, artcenteronline.org for more information, and you'll see the call for submissions there, and it'll tell you everything that you have to do to get it in on time. And then, so how will the evening go? Our good friend Susan Arbetter is hosting the event.
She is.
And then?
We're having cocktails first and savory hors d'oeuvres by Dolly Mama and the residents of the Y. We're going to have a reading for an hour, and then we're going to have, we're having hors d'oeuvres, savory hors d'oeuvres first, then we're having the reading, then we're having desserts after. So we're going to be the warm-up act to what's going on at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall that night, which is the Selected Shorts night. So if you buy a ticket to Selected Shorts, you get an email back saying have your drink and cocktails and some stories over at the Art Center first. So we're kind of the warm-up act. We're like the early Carole King to the James Taylor Show in 1973. That's the way I'm looking at this.
Okay. And there's some way to tie in Brava and Selected Shorts.
Yeah, there is.
I'll let you marketing geniuses figure that out. But have fun. Mix, stir, and enjoy. Brava will happen on Friday, November 13th at 5:30 p.m. Artcenteronline.org for more information. Marianne and Melissa and Sunny, I thank you very much for being with us and for sharing this morning and for doing this important work. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Again, we post all of our segments online, wamc.org. You can find out more information about this event by going to artcenteronline.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.